Let's talk about the opportunities that are out there. What do you see as far as getting that protein that we produce here in the U.S. and out into the world channel?
Well, as you can see from the last 2 years, tremendous opportunity. When we can increase sales despite COVID, despite infrastructure issues, port issues, and the rising dollar, and still increase sales, beef in particular, 20% increase in value over last year. You know there's opportunity out there. It's because of the work of this organization, the checkoff dollars that have been leveraged with USDA MAP and FMD funding. Going into those markets, the return is just tremendous. I've seen a 26-to-1 return on checkoff dollars being leveraged in markets. And, you know, what better value can you get? We've got a great product. We've got a corn, soybean fed pork and beef production here that really resonates in those countries. And there's a growing middle class. 96% of the population live outside of these borders. And we do not key on just one market. The beauty of USMEF is we're broad-based, you know, whether it's mature markets like Japan or emerging markets like Africa. USMEF has staff there. We have 18 offices around the world, and we send teams of individuals from one or more of the 9 different sectors. What I really appreciate about the U.S. Meat Export Federation is 9 sectors coming together for a common cause to promote our products, and we call them our products. And whether you're a packer or a trader, or whether you're a soybean, corn, beef, pork, or lamb producer, we work together, we sit at the same table, we team together to tell our story. You know, in Southeast Asia, they want to hear the whole story. That's what sells our product. Not only is the most sustainable, nutritious, abundant supply of red meat, but we have a story to tell.
So do you find, when you look at some of those global markets, let's talk beef in particular, are they looking at different cuts in different parts of the world?
Yeah, the amazing thing about U.S. Meat Export Federation is, you know, we got our cuts here that we like, our domestic market, and we don't want to interfere with that. But it's the variety meats and the underutilized cuts that really excel in these international markets, and we need them for that. I mean, the value of some of them are maybe offal or very low value, and we can go into some of them international markets. Beef tongue, for example, here is worth maybe $3 a pound. I was in Japan 6 weeks ago and went into a supermarket, and they had beef tongue for $25 U.S. dollars on the shelf. That's where USMEF really adds value, is those underutilized variety meats. It adds $60 a head to every beef carcass we have here, and over $10 a head to all the pork carcasses just in variety meats. And that's beside the other value cuts that we also promote.
What are some of the biggest markets for U.S. beef overseas?
Well, it's amazing. This year we've had billion-dollar months, 8 months in a row, and we got 3 countries that really stand out. We got the mature Japan, we got the Korea market that's continually growing, and then China's really come on strong with U.S. beef since access has been open with the Phase 1 China agreement. Tremendous growth there. Those 3 markets are really the shining stars. But, you know, we're still working other markets. Like I said, USMEF is broad-based, and we can't key on. We know that, you know, we can have a trade tension with China, and something can hamper that market. But they're going to be there, and there's going to be huge opportunity there in the future in those 3 markets.